This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr couldn't be here with us this week, but he did take time to record an update on the weekly market, what the markets have for us this week. And so let's hear what Joe has to say. Joe?
Hey, Dave. Looking at last week, Dave, mortgage rates improved a little last week, as did stocks. I thought it was interesting to see that stocks have improved now over each of the first 8 weeks of the year. That's the first time that's happened since going back to 1964. Most of the reason for the rally has been that there has been a movement in the Fed to have a little easier monetary policy and improvements in the trade talk. So it was nice to see, even though stocks rallied during the week, bond prices, mortgage rates were not hurt too badly. In fact, mortgage rates ended the week a little better. And so looking at rates, we're currently sitting at the lower end of a pretty tight range for 2019. So it's been a good year for both stocks and bonds so far. You know, I mentioned that the movement was caused by the Fed, a combination of Fed speakers this week, as well as the Fed's minutes from the July 30th meeting of the Fed, as well as the Fed's written monetary policy report to Congress, which was released on Friday. All of those showed a patient Fed, which they've been saying for weeks now, but continue to emphasize that point. And you know, investors continue to see the Fed keeping rates low longer than expected and stopping the balance sheet runoff sooner than expected. And, you know, both stocks and bonds like an easy Fed. And then looking at the trade aspects of things, on Friday, both President Trump and the Chinese vice premier announced on Friday that a trade deal is likely. Market like that. Investors now believe that the March 1st deadline, which is next Friday, will be extended and that higher level talks will occur later in the month. So good progress is perceived, at least on the trade talks with China. The economic data that was released last month had very little effect on things. What was released, it mostly came in below expectations, including existing home sales, durable orders, and the Philly Fed. It was nice to see the home builders did show that they feel a little more confident about things in the future, as was expected in their home builder survey. Now, looking at the week ahead, it is full of potential market moving news. Start with trade again, with that deadline for next Friday. If it's not extended, that would be a big deal. It might be good for mortgage rates because it would likely be bad for stocks, but we'll see how that goes. And then just President Trump's meeting, going to Vietnam to meet with Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and Thursday. Not likely to be a big market mover, but of note. And then there's a vote in Great Britain, in the Parliament in Great Britain, on Wednesday. I don't know if it's a vote yet, but it's a debate regarding Brexit. And how that debate goes and how they conclude that debate, whether or not they can get to a point where they feel like they have a deal that they can operate under, or if they realize that they're going to do a Brexit without a deal. Those are significant events in the global market, and we should pay attention to that. Next week, I mentioned the semiannual testimony to Congress, the monetary policy report that the Fed chairman is going to deliver to Congress to the Senate on Tuesday and to the House on Wednesday. And since the Fed has been the focus of the market for weeks now, it's important to hear what he has to say. On Tuesday of next week, there's a vote in the House to block the use of national emergency as a way to generate funds to build the border wall. And so, that political fight is going to create a lot of interest in politics and the market. And so seeing how that happens, of course, Trump has already said if that does pass, it's going to be vetoed. So, maybe it's just politics, not anything more than that. There is important economic data that comes out after Monday, every day next week. On Tuesday, the housing starts and consumer confidence comes out. On Wednesday, factory orders and pending home sales come out. Thursday, we're going to get the first look at fourth quarter GDP. This is a delayed look because of the government shutdown, but it's the first look at fourth quarter GDP. It's going to be released at 8:30 Eastern time on Thursday. On Friday, the Fed's favorite measure of inflation, core PCE, for January is going to be released. It's expected to show 1.9% inflation over the last 12 months, which is the same as last month. And also on Friday, the ISM Manufacturing Index is going to be released, and it's an important measure of overall economic growth in the manufacturing sector. So lots of information to come out, lots of things that can move the market. Good time to pay attention. Thanks so much. Have a great week.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Stories help customers relax and listen. They're memorable, they establish trust, and most importantly, they speak to the part of the brain where decisions are made. We make subconscious, emotional, and sometimes irrational decisions with one part of our brain. Then we justify those decisions with another. Stories provide depth and context to facts, which leads people to making secure and informed decisions. One poll found 30% of strangers are trustworthy. But when you asked what percentage of people you know, the median answer jumped to 70%. Telling a story is the most effective way to make someone feel like they know you. Stories provide glimpses into your world and invite your customers to tell you their stories. This cements trust between the parties, and once you have a customer's trust, you've usually got their business. A 2013 study found that only 1 in 5 sales calls provides enough stories to satisfy the customer. So why tell a story? Because it works. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
Open Mortgage, a leading buyer of reverse mortgage loans, as well as the home of some of the top LOs in the country. A new sponsor, well, it's actually an old sponsor that's back as a new sponsor. It's Finastra. We're so glad to have them back. We'll be talking more about some of the innovation that they're doing. Again, they combined with MySyst, that the two companies combined. They're now the third largest fintech company in the world, and there's a lot of things going on. Finastra has the Fusion Mortgage Bot solution that automatically addresses compliance issues while delivering enhanced borrower satisfaction, increased productivity, and greater market share.